Evening, Jonathan.
Evening, sorry I'm late. How are you?
No problem. I was also a bit late. Okay. Fine. So exciting raid I saw today. Maybe. Philip just ran off to get some test calls or something. I'll be back in half a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have said that in recording, but okay. So you can start again. All right. Okay, so again, yesterday we dealt with. Maybe, I don't know if you want to discuss something else while we wait for Phil, or should we just go straight into it?
Sorry, I'm still waiting for them. So to press on, press on.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine.
We can quickly just talk about Osher, if you're going on holiday at all, or having a if you're going away at all.
So my 3 weeks, I've got 3 weeks, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Nachleik is Rebbe and the Chachamim. What the case of the mission? What the case of a Torah is talking about? Right? It says he's cutting with his axe and something flies off. Is it the handle? Is it the axe that flies off the handle? Or is it the chip of wood that flies from the wood? Now, the Gemara says two reasonings that Rebbe Tainas on the Chachamim. Number one, it doesn't say that the barzel, the iron, fell off the eight, sorry, its own eight, which would mean the handle. Rather, it says Vinoshel habarzel. Eight. So that indicates that it cuts chips off something from the wood and the chip flies off and kills someone. That's time number one. Time number two is the first time it says eight in the pasuk, it's referencing the log of wood being chopped. So the second time, surely it would want to mean the log of wood being chopped. That's what the Rebbe says in the Chachamim. And the Gemara continues to say that the Machlokes is based on the general rule whether you say Yesh Eim the Masoiros or Yesh Eim the Mikra. Is the Ikkah, is what we darshan, the Masoiros, the way it's handed down to Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's written Vinoshal, Vav Nun Shin Lamed, which is read Vinish, which with the way you would read Vav Nun Shin Lamed would be Vinishal, which implies that it's causing something else to fly off, the hand of the wood is flying off. Or is it Yeshim the Mikra, the way the Baal Kri reads it on Shabbos, that is the way to darshan, and it says Vinoshal, that's the way to read it. Menashal implies that the axe comes off the handle. That would be Shitas HaChachomim. So far, that is the Gemara. Now, we left off with a big question yesterday. Very nice. We are darshan the pasuk to mean whether it means the chip of wood or means the axe itself. But why would it be mutually exclusive? Why can't you say both? We had the previous Mishnah which said that both things are going up a ladder, using something to tie your roof, lowering down a barrel, they're all cases where we include in Golos. So why is this suddenly? So the answer, this explanation that the Rishonim give is as follows. Rebbe, who holds that we're talking about the chip of wood and not the axe, holds as follows. He holds the axe coming off the handle is considered too close to Mezid. Remember we had that spectrum with Shoki being in the middle and Mezid and Shoki on one side. So an axe flying off the handle when you're chopping, that's too much negligent to be considered Shoki. Why? Because why is it not attached properly to the handle? That is what Rabbeinu Hananel says to explain why Rebbe does not hold that it's talking about the axe flying off the head. Flying off the head. Now what about the other way around? Why did the Rabbonon, why do they not hold that it can be talking about the chip of wood? So there, here's where you look at the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, the reason why if a chip of wood flies off your potter is because that's what's called koyach koichoi. There's something called koichoi, which is his koyach, something he does. And this koyach koichoi is where he does something which causes a secondary effect. Yeah? So here, what he's doing, he's chopping the wood. That's a koichoi. That's what he's doing, that's his strength. Koyach koichoi is what happens through his strength. So he uses his axe, he chops the wood, and something flies from the wood, that's secondary. Yeah, does that make sense, that terminology? So it's a question of is it a primary action or a secondary action, really, is what we're saying. And therefore, the Rabbanan hold that only the axe come off the handle, that's considered primary action. But the chip of wood flying off, that's secondary action.
Yes, that's perfectly logical.
Right. So that's
Much
really
more
that's un
logical, much more logical than the up and down business.
I guess so, yeah, that's true. So that's the basic background behind this situation. Now, so let's see a bit further. And we read Rashi out yesterday. I'm not sure if we want us to go over that. We read out the Rashi at the end of yesterday. Is anyone, what does everyone think about that, and should we go over it?
Don't mind.
I also don't mind. Push me one way or the other.
Keep going.
Okay. Fine. So that's the background. Fine. So let's see. Daf Chesam Adalit. Top of the Omud. V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yechanan. But surely Rabbi Yitzchok the son of Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, all these Tanoim, Kulus Svir Luhu, they all hold Yesh Eim Lamikra. We just said the Rebbe holds the Yeshayim and Masiris, and that's how he gets out that it's talking about the chip of wood. But he holds other places, the Yeshayim and the Mikra. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hayin to Kama Luhu Va'oid. That's right, you're right, and that's why it says Va'oid. That's why we say another reasoning. What's the other reasoning? The other reasoning is, as Rashi brings, that it's a Gzeir Shavit. It says eights in the first part of the Pasuk, it says eights in the second part of the Pasuk. Just like the first part of the Pasuk, eight refers to the log of wood, so to the second part of the Pasuk, eight refers to the block of wood.
Why is this a proof that quoting, selective quoting of Tanayim?
What's that point?
Why is this a proof that a selective, it looks like a selective quoting?
No, we quoted at the beginning, we mentioned Rebbe. The first one we mentioned is Rebbe.
But the fact he's adding Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai,
Rabbi Shimon. I think he's just quoting his statement. He said a statement about all these Tanoim holding that. He's just saying a statement, really.
Okay.
Okay. Fine, let's see the Gemara Baita. Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa, my man does shod a piece on the dikla. Someone takes a clump of earth and throws it to a palm tree, a date palm. The Asa Tamri, he cuts off a cluster of dates. The Ozal Tamri, those dates go, the kotel, and go and kill. Yes, so he takes a clump of earth, throws it, manages to cut off a branch of the palm tree, some dates drop down, kill someone. What's it then? Born in the machlekas to Rabbi Rabbanon. This is dependent on the machlekas in the Mishnah, Rabbi and Rabbanon. Why? Well, this is something which is this is secondary action here. Yeah, it's not primary action. The primary action is throwing the clump of wood, a clump of earth. If that clump of earth would kill someone, that's primary action. But here, it's secondary action. That clump of earth cuts off the dates, which kills someone. Yeah, so that's secondary action. So that the Fi Rebbe, very good, secondary action is also Chayv Golus. If you're Rabbanon, secondary action is not Chayv Golus. Says the Gemara Peshitta, that's obvious. Of course, that's Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon. Ba'al Tamei says the Gemara, you might have thought.
What's the difference between this secondary action and the rung on the ladder? Is that considered a secondary action?
Please say again that point.
The rung on the ladder, somebody going up and the rung going down. Is that
leg pushes the rung down? That's primary action. The primary action is his leg hitting the rung of the ladder. I understand why you would think differently because he's essentially going up the ladder, but I think the way to look at it is that his leg is actually pressing down the rung of the ladder.
It's all in one motion. That's the thing. What you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Whereas this is two different motions.
Yeah. Says Gemara Pshita. Sorry. So Gemara, you might have thought it's koyach koyachoy. Komash malon. Meaning to say, here we see a glimpse of what the Gemara understood in Machlokes Rebbe Rabbonon. Of course, Rebbe does not hold. Yeah, we said in the Mishnah, Rebbe says, Koyach Koyach is okay, but that's a bit wrong. Because Rebbe holds the case of the Mishnah is not really Koyach Koyach. Meaning, I tricked you a bit, I'll be honest with you. Not tricked you, I maybe didn't say all the information. Koyach is really something you throw. You shoot an arrow, you shoot a gun, you throw a tennis ball. Something that left you. Yeah, you throw it and it's left you, it's not koichi. So that tennis ball that hits something else, it hits a coconut tree and the coconuts fall down and kill someone. So that's koyach koichi. Because a primary koyach was throwing of the tennis ball. The secondary koyach is a coconut's falling and killing someone. However what? The case of the Mishnah is taking an axe. You're holding the axe. You chop down the wood. Is that koichoi? It's not really koichoi. That's your action. That's not called koichoi. That's you. You're chopping something. That's you.
So are you saying if you threw the axe?
Yeah, exactly. If you threw the axe, then it'll be koichoi. But here you're holding onto the axe. That's not koichoi. So here it seems to be a machloikus between Rebbe and Chachomim, whether you consider this koyach koichi. Chachomim holds still, it's still considered primary and secondary actions. And Rebbe says, nope, it's not primary and secondary actions, this is primary action. Sorry, this is all one action. This action of hitting the thing and the splinter firing off, that's koichi, not koyach koichi. Do people agree to this understanding?
Well, I haven't quite got it, sorry.
Okay, I'll say it again, it's not, maybe I'm not seeing so clear, but the idea is, koyach koichoi, let's say a classic example, you're taking a tennis ball, throwing against the coconut tree, and then the coconuts fall down. So what's koichoi? Koichoi is throwing the tennis ball. If that killed someone, that's koichoi, you're chayiv. But that's the primary action. Why have that primary action cause a secondary action? Your primary action threw the tennis ball, hit the tree shook, coconuts fell down. That's secondary action. That's koyach koichoi, I understand that. But if you go and you shake the coconut tree, you can't say the koyach rishon is you shaking and the koyach sheni is a thing falling. No, that's not koyach koichoi. You did one thing, you made the coconuts fall. So too when you're chopping the axe and you hit the wood and the wood flies off, that is one action. It's not koyach koichoi, that's koichoi. You cause a splinter of wood to go and fly off.
I don't know. It's still a bit secondary to my mind.
Okay, so that's good. It's good. It's a bit secondary to your mind because we see at the end of the day it's machloikus between Rebbe and Chachamim. What I explained was Shittas Rebbe. Rebbe said that's not koyach koyachli, but your understanding, well, it's still a bit secondary, and that's exactly Shittas. That is exactly Shittas Chachamim who say it's koyach koyachli, and that's machloikus. Whether this case is considered koyach koyachli or koyachli. I think that's the understanding of it. It's a bit hard. Jonathan, I don't exactly agree with you why it's secondary, because I'm more understand. I hear a bit what you're saying. I understand the shit of the of Rebbe more. That's what I'm saying to you. Because, I don't know. To be honest, this was a discussion in Curl this morning because it was slightly connected to what we're learning in the morning. We ended up having a discussion about this. That's why I'm getting all excited about it, more into it. But it's what to try and understand it. But that's, I think, a basic understanding. I think it's good that we understand there's an in between here. There's an in between. It's not mamish koyach koychoi, but it's not mamish koychoi. And that's why we have a machalikus.
Can I ask a question not about the principle, but about the metzias of the Dikla case? The koach koychoi, I understand. If you're hitting a piece of wood and the wood flies off against the force of gravity and hits someone, so from a physics perspective, the kinetic energy you're putting into the wood is then causing it to fly off. With the Dikla case, you hit the whatever it is, the frond of the, or whatever it is, of the date or the date the dates, and then by the force of gravity it then falls down. It's not like a snooker ball where it's just going along a surface. It's hitting it to release it, and then it's falling down, hitting someone. So with the date tree, you throw the mud, it hits the dates, it dislodges the dates, and the dates fall down by the force of gravity, but not by the force of your thingy.
Okay, so, that's a good point. So therefore, what do you want to say with that? What were you trying to say, therefore?
So I guess it's just a bit like it's a bit kiddish-dick, because I might have thought that, like, if you throw a piece of mud, and then the mud hits I don't know, like a rock on the floor, and the rock goes on and kills someone. Okay, fine. You know, then the rock would not have moved were it not for your energy that you put into it for you throwing.
So you're saying one is a primary curve, one is using the curve of gravity.
And this is not yeah. I mean, so it's interesting that we apply Kohoho to this case, because it doesn't necessarily.
Right, I do hear your point. That also, I'll be honest with you, this discussion came up yesterday in Kohoho, because it's hard to know. We're learning something to do with Gromon Shabbos, and sometimes gravity. There's a sugi in Sanhedrin which talks about throwing a rock up and it flies back down and kills someone. So that's also koyach koyachli, because flying up is a koyach, and it flying back down is koyach koyachli. But it's hard to understand, you know, if you were to stand on top of the Burj Al Khalif in Dubai and you drop a little pebble and it will kill someone, you could argue, is it gravity that's killing, or is it your dropping of something? So according to what you're saying now, Phil, you should be Potter, because it's a gravity that's doing it, and not you. And that doesn't seem to be true. So it needs explanation, because it's not such a clear point with me. I'm just challenging you to say, I don't think you'd say in that case he's Potter. Maybe you would say.
I guess I'd think in like the Burj case, the Burj Khalifa case, if you threw something up, you'd be chayav for the amount of energy that you put into it, i.e., you know, the distance between the apex and where you're standing, and then anything that comes that, you know, if what really killed him was it falling the 1,000 feet after that, then that would, you can't be responsible. I mean, to be honest, it's a pretty irresponsible thing to do anyway, but...
It's actually opposite. In the case of throwing it up is Potter, but the case when you're up, then you drop it, you're Chayev. So it's actually opposite.
There's actually a sort of parallel to this discussion at the start of Masechet Shabbos, where there's a discussion about whether throwing... an arrow or maybe a football or something is carrying. You know, we think of classic carrying as you're moving something, but the Gemara deals with a case where you're kicking something from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and the trajectory of how you're shooting this projectile is valid. As to whether it's carrying or not. It's like how high it goes. I can't quite remember what the outcome is, but I remember it's to do with the trajectory and how high it goes. And it doesn't seem like the discussion seems to say that it's taken as a given that a human being is meant to understand the impact of gravity on their kicking of the projectile or their throwing of the projectile. That they don't sort of say, oh well, because of the gravity that affects how whether it, you know, goes up or down.
I see. I hear the comparison. I hear that point. Okay. Again, so I mean, we're moving on. Again, this is a big topic, and yeah, we can go on to it, but I guess let's just. What's it called again? Let's stick to koyach koychoi. So it's a good point raised about gravity. We have to, you know, when we learn Sanhedrin, it's Hashem, we can discuss that. But at the moment, what the Gemara is just saying that the machloikas, it's dependent on the machloikas Rabbi Chachomim. Says the Gemara, you might have thought it's koyach koychoi, that it's potter according to everyone. It's not comparable to Rabbi's case, because Rabbi's case is not when it's left his body, rather it's an axe. Going down, which is not really koyach koychoi, says the Gemara, komash malad, that you're still lefi Rebbe yochayev, meaning Rebbe's not only talking about a case of axe, he'd also be talking about a case of throwing a clump of earth, and real koyach koychoi would taka be chayev in golus. As I come to chayes, says the Gemara, and a koyach koychoi the Rebbe heich meshkachas lo. Fine, so you've said this case is also koyach, is considered. It's koyach koychoi, but it's considered it's chayav if you're Rebbe. So what would Rebbe hold is considered koyach koycha le'yapotah, meaning the Gemara took on, it's obvious Rebbe's not going to be chayv in every single case. There must be a case where koyach koycha is potah if you're Rebbe. So what is that case of koyach koycha that's potah if you're Rebbe? Says the Gemara. So how can we find such a case? You're going to shada pisa, you threw this clump of wood, of earth, the machil garmo, and you cut off a trunk of a tree. The ozel garmo, that trunk, or that not trunk, the branch, wherever it goes, the machil the kavasa, and goes and hits a cluster of dates. The ozel tamri, and that the drinks come off, the ozel tamri the kotel. So that's tertiary action, really. The primary action is throwing the clump of earth. It hits the branch cuts off, hits the dates, and the dates kill someone. So that Rebbe would agree, of course you're potter. Are we happy with that Gemara, or is there any point anyone wants to raise?
I mean, still... Is it because that we said near the beginning that the minimum threshold for the shogeg is a lot higher than normal for this sukkah? Is that why we don't? Because really throwing a stone at or throwing something at some dates. It's not going to be very safe if there's somebody standing underneath, is it?
Well, again, what's the hidden question? Are we saying because the threshold is much higher for Golas, therefore what? Well, what's your comparison?
Well, just a face value. To me, it looks like a rather careless thing to do. And you can't really say it, so it's an act of God. Like you say, with an ones.
So therefore, why are you questioning why is it takachayev?
So I'm thinking that.
He's more negligent. You're saying.
No, actually not. Are we saying it is galus? If even for.
Yeah, he's chayev. Well, koyach koycha is well. Rebbe would hold the tash reaction would be potum galus because that would be really close. That's more close to oinus. The idea, well, it depends. There is a discussion. You're hitting on a point. Maybe we should just mention this point. The Rambam does add when koyach koychei, the pshat in koyach koychei is because it's oinus. And there's a big discussion, why do you need the reason of oinus? Because koyach koychei is really a reasoning that it's removed from your action. It's not your action. So whether or not it's oinus or not oinus, it doesn't make a difference. It's just not your action. So why does the Rambam have to add the reasoning because it's oinus? And one of the explanations they give is, it's from Shmuel Rozovsky, I think he says as follows, that really, koyach koychei is your action. We find elsewhere, for damages, it would be because of your action. Yeah, there's a Rosh and Baba Kama that speaks about it. However, by Golos, we make it more likely to be potter, and the reasoning is because, it's close to oinus. And although by Nezokin we're chayiv more, even if you're less negligent, by Golos you need you to be more negligent. Exactly your point, Jonathan. So it's a very good point to mention that. Meaning there is some background, the Rambam seems to be saying that it's because you're oinus, and the reasoning is, although koyach koych is usually your action, by Golos we make you less higher for it because it's more. We look at by Golos, we look at how negligent you are. At the end of the day, koyach koychei is much less negligent than koychei.
Right. Okay. But saying that that the secondary action is still Golos, and it's only the tertiary action is not Golos.
Yeah. Well, if you're Rebbe, yeah, exactly.
And sorry, is Rebbe more strict or more lenient?
Well, Rebbe is more, well, he's strict. He's more strict, I would say. Well, again, Rebbe is not chayv the case of the axe, so in that way he's more lenient. But again, the reason why he's not chayv the case of the axe is because he holds that's too much negligence. He's not enough goddess. So in that way he's more strict. He's always more strict, really.
Right. So Rebbe says that we mean the other Tanayim. are more likely to say it's an onase then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so that's the problem then. Probably the halakha goes with the other. Does the halakha go with the other?
No, I think so. I'm not sure exactly. I think so.
So, which means that secondary action means no galus.
Yeah. Is that problematic, or you?
Yeah, that's the bit that I think is a bit. I mean, who cares what I think? But yeah, according to my.
Because you're on the more side of Rebbe, I guess you side the Rebbe more. So I guess in that way it's problematic. In Svar, yeah, I understand why it's more abolent.
Yeah, I'm saying that it looks careless to use a heavy object on something which can fall off and hit somebody on the head.
Right. All right. I have to go now. Someone wants to use this laptop, but everyone should have a good Shabbos and a good fast, and we should see Yeshua's, and we'll try and let you know Monday or something what's happening about Tuesday's share.